Dr. Pinsky dictating and mail on me. I'm Paul Little, L-I-T-T-L-E. Paul Little is a 42-year-old male who alleges he was injured at work on two occasions. He currently only references the 1/12/22 incident when he fell on the job. Period, he slipped while using a machine slash floor buffer slash and fell on his tailbone. But as a result, he believes he injured his lower back and buttocks. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, further evaluation led to what he understands to be diagnosis of a fracture of his coccyx and a herniated disc. Period, he had 3 epidural injections but declined surgery that was proposed. Period, he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, with probing, he admitted to the 3/17/20 event when he fell also. Period, on that occasion, he hurt his wrist and had a quick recovery with no invasive treatment rendered. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Little was seen by corporate health on 1/12/22. Period. He complained of low back pain after falling that day. Period. He was trying to drain the T3 on the loading dock and slipped on water on the floor in the hallway. Period. He fell onto his right side and landed on his buttocks. Period. He had a prior back injury from a fall in the same area. Period. X-rays on the lumbar spine and sacrum were within normal limits and showed no fractures. Period. He was diagnosed with acute low back pain due to a mechanical fall. Period. He was prescribed ibuprofen and instructed to use heat. Period. He was cleared to return to work with activity modifications. Period. He followed up on 1/17/22. Stating it was discovered he had a displaced fracture of the sacrum and coccyx from the fall he sustained. Period. They wrote, although he fell backwards, slipping on water in the basement of the insured, he did not describe any significant pain or ridiculous symptoms. Period. The lumbar spine was non-tender to palpation, nor was there any in the sacral area. Period. Forward flexion and extension were minimally painful at the extremes. Period. Dr. Misra, M-I-S-R-A, modified her assessments to displace sacral coccygeal fracture status post-fall on his back. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. In that regard, he saw Dr. K, K-A-Y-E, on 1/18/22. Period. He complained of lower back pain radiating down his right leg with numbness and tingling in the posterior calf as well as radiating pain down the entirety. Period. He was back on light duty. Period. Exam was performed and he was diagnosed with lumbar verticillopathy. Period. Of lumbar MRI was ordered. Period. The study was completed on 2/1/22 and interestingly was compared to a prior CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis from 10/15/16. Period. Insert those results. He followed up with Dr. K to review the results of his MRI on 2/22/22. Period. He had been participating in physical therapy. Period. He was then prescribed Celebrex. Period. New paragraph, his symptoms persisted and he accepted a lumbar epidural injection on 4/13/22 from Dr. Surrey, S-U-R-R-E-Y. Period. He saw Dr. K again on 4/26/22. with only temporary relief from the injection period. He adjusted his diagnosis to include a lumbar disc herniation, causally related to the workers' compensation injury. At that point, having S1 radiculopathy with back and leg pain. Here they discussed treatment options, including potential surgical intervention. Period. He wanted to return to physical therapy and then make a decision. Period. On 6/7/22, Dr. K wrote, he is a candidate for either proceeding with an operative intervention versus making an attempt to go back to work. Period. Given his family hardship and need to be the primary breadwinner at this point, he would like to make an attempt to return to work so that he would not lose his job. Period. Dr. K followed his progress over the next few months, running through 10/6/22, period. He was then unemployed, secondary to the severity of his pain. Period. He had undergone numerous epidural injections as well as physical therapy with failure of relief. Period. They again discussed surgery. Period. However, Mr. Little did not wish to pursue that course of treatment. Period. Physical exam. Before physical exam, the documentation does not cover the incident of 3/17/20 or any left wrist issues. Period. Physical exam, extremities upper normal, hands, wrist, elbows normal, extremities lower. On the right thigh, he had a large dark birthmark, but skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Then normal there, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Period. Seated straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. There was an extension response bilaterally but negative slump test bilaterally. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 3/17/20. Paul Little evidently slipped and fell while at work, injury in his lower back and left wrist. Period. I'm not in receipt of documentation pertaining to his treatment for that. Period. He states he did have a brief period of treatment with his about his wrist, and then it improved. Period. After the 1/12/22 slip and fall, he was found to have a fracture dislocation of his sacrum. Period. This was treated conservatively with physical therapy and injections. Period. Dr. K offered surgery to Mr. Little on several occasions, but he declined. Period. He ultimately tried to return to work as opposed to undergoing surgery, but he was in so much pain he stopped working. Period. The paragraphs of current exam found there was full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Seated straight leg raise maneuvers were positive for only low back tenderness with an extension response, but no radicular complaints. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees were entirely negative. Period. He was neurologically intact in both the lower and upper extremities. Period. He had full range of motion about the left wrist, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. compare, there's 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back period. And